Jalen Roscoe.
Hey.
Hey. How are you?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm okay, except that my card deck is broken.
Oh, yeah, no vibe music?
We're pouting.
No, no nothing.
Let's see, what can I get up here real quickly here?
Wait, where are you at?
I'm at Telm.
Top of the world?
Top of the world right here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
You are bearing mental vibe, huh?
Yeah, I am bearing a vibe of sorts. What's going on? I was watching the Miss Budweiser hydrofoil challenge.
Wow.
Wow.
A double wow. Amazing.
Can't believe we're missing that. I bet the costumes alone are worth that.
Cost of what?
The costumes alone. Those, you know, bikinis made out of cans.
No,
like
it's Miss Budweiser, the boat.
Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
You know, we're talking about
a real sport?
A bizarre sport in which the main players die every 5 years.
Wow.
Because it's so dangerous. It's kind of a wide open thing, you know, if someone's...
Is that of liver disease or just...
No, because the boats, you know, things aren't supposed to go over about 50 or 60 miles an hour on water no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And these boats, they've been getting them up, you know, over the 150 mark for a few years now. You know, they get going so fast that they just break up, you know. They just kind of go up in the air. Because they have like 4,000 horse motors and they kind of like explode.
Wow.
Is that more technical than you needed?
No. I love it.
What's
Tell
that noise
more.
In the background?
Tom Waits record.
Oh.
it's kind of vibe type
Hand
music.
Is insulted.
I like it. I heard a little bit of it in the store. It sounded okay.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I mean,
it's intriguing.
He's no Webb Pierce, but. Few of us are.
Yes. He may be able to play in back and walk backwards, much like Link Ray. I think he can do it with.
Well, I think the three-edged sword is to be able to play three chords, walk backwards, and smoke a cigarette at the same time.
Preferably unlit.
I think Tom Waits went the way of the patch.
As did I. I think I'm in my 7th month without a cigarette or something like that. How long has it been, Sal?
April.
Do we remember? A long time.
Sounds pretty good. So.
Well, that's the vibe, huh?
Well, I don't know. You know, it was kind of, it started out as a really nice day, and then it started to get lousy.
Yeah, I kind of like the gloom.
Good radio day.
With a vengeance.
Yeah.
Are
you going to come the next week? We're doing the Hound. Our very private, no one's invited but us, hangover hop live from Brian's house.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah.
Called the We Don't Have to Drive hop.
Yeah.
We don't have to drive, we don't have to march either.
We ain't marching. There's what is it, the diesel-only reviewers marching from one bar to another next up Avenue A next set a week from today?
Really?
It's almost like it doesn't have to happen now. You know, Jeremy comes up with a stupid idea like that. It would be kind of celebratory and exciting, you know. And now by virtue of it being announced, it's like already happened
now
in
they
a way.
Now they can't back out. Now
well,
they
oh, yeah,
it.
True,
so I think
too.
It sounds pretty goofy.
But
cool.
Of course, Hound and Roscoe look at each other and say, we ain't marching.
I never marched for anything.
I ain't marching.
I'm not really ready. You know? I marched to the kitchen for a beer. That's a march.
Wow. So luckily, you guys aren't in any of the bands, are you? Well,
Roscoe produced
Roscoe
them all.
Yeah, that's true.
But I
Roscoe,
don't have
you
to
have
march.
To march.
Roscoe gets more points on that record than anybody.
I don't have to march. I wish that, but that's not true.
Maybe you could just watch it from closed circuit TV.
I wouldn't mind being carried on one of those things by pygmies, you know, like, what do they call those things that they put the Great White Explorer on when they carry him through the jungle?
Mm-hmm.
I think that would make a snazzy entrance for the Hound.
Yeah, don't they drag the Pope around on one of those
in
things,
a turban.
Too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A turban. Miriam was telling me she thinks I should get a turban. What do you think?
Well, you
mentioned it. I think you could get a good one.
A turban?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm so proud that I'm not bald, but I, you know.
Well,
I don't
want to
cover
turban,
up a full head of hair.
Well, you could get a turbine with, like, a clear plastic top.
Yeah, that's why you get the big money, Rasta.
Yeah, so that's...
better ideas for better living from the skull, ladies and gentlemen.
Kind of like the absolute truck turbine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be good. Get somebody like that to pay for it.
A clear plastic turbine with a goldfish swimming around in it.
A goldfish? No, a monkfish.
A monkfish. We're working out the details, folks.
Yeah, monkfish. That sounds good. Yeah, well, that's kind of today's vibe. I really, you know, I don't have too much vibe. I was just watching a bad movie and nothing good on. The college football's... I haven't been following it enough in the paper for it to make sense.
So you got enough vibe for 100 people, believe me.
Yeah, I suppose. I suppose. I suppose. Maybe I'll go over to... So you said you had a good time last night.
Oh, yeah, I went to see the A-Bones last night. I got drunk.
I might go over there tonight.
You know, I tell you, what really swung me as to what night I was going to go is you know, Sixtus is better on the poor in terms of, you know, picking up what's on the bar.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So.
So who's there tonight?
Spot.
He's a fine man. A fine man.
Charges me for every round.
Yeah, well.
It's not right.
I didn't say it was right. I said he was a fine man.
Yeah, he's a fine man.
But in general, bartenders are just a fine group of people.
Oh,
we
boy.
All
speaking
know
of
that.
Bartenders, does everybody out there in the listening audience know that Miss Sally, you know, tends bar every Wednesday night over? Tell them where, Sal.
It's at Wally's Midtown Bar, which is on the site of the old Wawa Hut.
7th Street and Avenue A. And Miss Sally's there every
Don't look for the sign, because there is none.
No, it is changed, reformed.
And you do have to tip her when you go there, even if you don't order a drink.
They have a good pool table.
Yeah.
Terrible cue sticks, but a great table. So if you got your own stick in a box, bring it on in.
Yeah, it's a nice... It's a nice stop-off spot, and it does have a, you know...
The prices are good.
A lot of good stuff around it, you know. Sal's has kind
pizza.
Of a good slice, you know, kind of a tasty, almost outer borough flavor to it.
Is that your call waiting?
What? No.
Oh.
I don't know. Probably Joey Skidmore. All right, well, you guys have a good show.
Okay, Rasta.
I mean, we got some vegetarian chili going over here. Let me know if, you know, if the plan changes and a dinner plan arises.
Okay.
You know, because some social interaction could be very good on a day like today.
Okay, Rasta.
All right, well, I guess I'm back to the Pro Rodeo
Aloha.
Association Hour. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
State of the Vibe Report, ladies and gentlemen. We can't believe it ourselves.